Good morning.
Morning.
How's it going?
Comes a very important man, a translator. It's good to be with you again this morning. Your group has grown. Wonderful.
我看到你们人越来越多，真是美好。
We sang a song earlier, Amazing Grace.
刚才我们唱了一首诗歌叫奇异恩典。
And the writer of the lyrics was a man named John Newton.
这个歌词是一个叫约翰牛顿的人写的。
He was a converted slave trader.
他是从一个奴隶贩卖主转变成基督徒的人。
And when he was a very old man, he said this.
他年老的时候是这样说的。
Even though I'm old, I know two things.
我虽然已经老迈，但是我知道两件事情。
I am a great sinner.
我是一个大罪人。
And Christ is a great Savior.
基督是一个大的救赎者。
And we want to talk about that Jesus this morning.
今天我们要讲的就是这位耶稣。
My message is from the book of Colossians in the New Testament.
我今天要引用的经文是来自新约的哥罗西书。
It's chapter 4 and it's going to be verses 2 through 6.
是里面的第四章的2到6节。
And as we begin, I'd like to share a quote with you.
在我开始之前呢，想跟大家说一下有人曾经说过的话。
Someone once said, Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon their knees.
他是这样说的，当撒旦看见一个最软弱的信徒跪下来的时候，他就会颤抖。
Whoever said that understood the power of prayer.
说这句话的人一定特别了解祷告的力量。
It's good to be reminded of that power when we think of our own personal walk with Jesus.
当我们想到我们每天与主同行的时候，我们就需要这句话，或者说祷告的力量来鼓励我们。
And it's good to think of that power when we talk about sharing the gospel with those who do not know Jesus.
同样，当我们与那些
Prayer is a very important spiritual discipline for every Christian.
祷告对每一个信徒来说是一个非常重要的属灵的原则。
Prayer is the key that unlocks opportunities with the unsaved.
祷告可以使我们 打开与慕道的朋友交通的一个管道。And
I'd like to look at two thoughts.
我们来考虑下面两点。Number
one, the believer's prayers.
第一点是我们信徒的祷告。And
number two, the believer's practices.
第二点是我们信徒的言语行为。So
let's talk about the believer's prayers. It's in verses 2 through 4.
首先我们来看的是信徒的祷告，这个是在第四章里面的2到4节。Paul
talks about personal prayer of Christians in that verse.
在这个里边，保罗讲到我们基督徒我们个人的祷告。And
this is how the verse reads. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
经文是这样说的，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒。
All of Paul's letters, he wrote 13 of them in the New Testament.
在新约里边有保罗的13封书信。
They all follow the same pattern.
他们都循着这样一个格式。
The first part of the letter teaches spiritual truth.
书信的前一部分是讲属灵的原则或者是教义。
The second part of the letter teaches the practical application of that spiritual truth.
然后第二部分的话呢，保罗是讲我们怎么样来应用，或者是说我们的责任是什么。So
Paul, in our text this morning, exhorts his readers to pray to live out changes that have occurred because now they're followers of Jesus.
所以我们今天要讲的经文里边，就是保罗要来鼓励这些因为信主他们的心智已经改变的人，怎么样来活出他们的信仰。
He says, first of all, your prayer should be persistent.
首先他讲的是你们祷告要恒切。
He commands his readers to make persistent prayer a habit of their new life in Jesus.
保罗嘱咐他的读者要把坚持不懈的祷告作为我们日常生活的一个部分。
He uses the word devote, which emphasizes being busily engaged in praying to God.
他用的这个字，这个恒切的意思，就是强调我们应该一直的祷告。
Give constant attention to your prayers.
而且要持续的关注我们的祷告。
Give fervent attention to your prayers.
要特别热切的来关注我们的祷告。
There was to be enthusiasm and intensity in their prayers.
祷告要有热情，要有强度，而且要注意力特别集中。
Paul is saying prayer isn't a luxury occasionally dabbled in.
保罗告诉我们，祷告呢，它不是一个偶尔而为之的一个事情。
Prayer is an essential for spiritual growth.
祷告对我们灵命的成长是非常重要的。
Don't pray occasionally when you feel like it or when there's some kind of crisis.
不要只是偶尔才祷告，或者是你想起来要祷告才祷告，或者是当你遇到某一种危机的时候你才祷告。
Some people treat prayer like a spare tire in a car.
有的人把祷告当作一个备胎，在紧急情况下才去使用它。
They only use it when there's an emergency.
只有在危机的时候才想起来要祷告。
Prayer is as vital to spiritual health as breathing is to physical health.
祷告对我们属灵生命的重要性就像呼吸对我们的身体一样。
Prayer is to be continual, not casual.
祷告应该是持续的，而不是随意的。
Paul said in Romans 12:12, be devoted to prayer.
罗马书十二章十二节里边，保罗说，祷告要恒切。
In Ephesians 6:18, he said, pray at all times.
以弗所书六章十八节里边，保罗说：“随时多方的祷告。”
And in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he said, "Pray without ceasing."
特撒罗尼迦前书五章十七节，他说：“要不住的祷告。”
So we are to be persistent in our prayers.
所以我们的祷告要恒切。
But he also says, "Be alert when you pray."
保罗同时也说，我们祷告的时候呢，我们还要警醒。
The word literally means keeping awake.
字面上的意思就是说，你要保持清醒。
It could mean work hard at staying awake as you pray, don't fall asleep.
这有可能指的是，当你祷告的时候要注意，别睡着了。
I don't want anybody to raise a hand, but how many times have you fallen asleep when you pray?
你不必举手，但是有多少次你祷告的时候就入睡了呢？
But I think Paul is using it here figuratively.
但是呢，我觉得保罗在这个地方是用一种形象，来告诉我们一个事情。
Prayer requires constant spiritual alertness and vigilance.
祷告需要我们持续的属灵上的警觉和警惕。
Don't be inattentive when you pray.
我们祷告的时候呢，不能不专心。
Be focused, preventing spiritual drowsiness from overtaking you.
祷告的时候，注意力要集中，这样呢，就不至于让我们在属灵上的昏昏欲睡把你抓住了。
One of the most challenging issues faced when praying is concentration.
So, 我们祷告的时候，一个最大的挑战就是能否注意力集中。
There can be so many things that distract our minds.
因为确实有太多的事情能够让我们分散精力。
What you going to eat at your next meal?
下一顿饭吃什么呢？
What's it going to be like at work today?
今天的工作中会有什么事情发生呢？
And on the list goes.
同样，许许多多同样的事情。
So we must concentrate when we pray to our God.
所以我们在祷告的时候，注意力要集中。
It must be remembered that there are satanic spiritual forces working hard against us.
我们必须记住，属撒旦的邪恶势力一直在要试图和我们作对。
We're engaged in an enormous spiritual battle every day.
我们每天都在经历一场很大的属灵的征战。
Paul said in Ephesians 6:12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of wickedness.
保罗在以弗所书六章十二节里面讲到，我们跟我们征战的不是属血气的，乃是与天空属灵气的恶魔在征战。
So no half-hearted prayer effort is going to be sufficient.
所以任何不专心的祷告都是不够的。
The devil is powerful and he's a persistent enemy.
我们的敌人是很强大的，而且呢也是很顽固的。
Jesus maybe put it simply this way in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣在格西马尼里边讲的一句话，正好的说明了这一点。
He admonished his disciples who had fallen asleep.
他对他那些已经昏昏入睡的门徒是这么讲的。
To watch and pray.
要警醒祷告。
So we need to be alert in our prayers.
所以我们在祷告生活里边，我们要警醒。
But we need to be grateful when we pray.
我们同样的呢，也需要有祷告中还感恩。
Paul reminds his readers that their prayers should always be filled with thanksgiving.
保罗提醒他书信的读者们，在祷告的时候一定要有感恩的心。
They should always be mindful of what the Lord has done for them, what He's doing for them, and what He will do for them.
他们应该时常记住主已经为他们做了什么事情，主现在正在为你们工作，主的将来也为我们有更美好的安排。
We should be grateful for His many, many expressions of His goodness to us.
我们确实对主向我们多方多位所展示的恩典和救恩而感恩。
This helps put the Christian in the right attitude towards God.
这有助于我们信徒对上帝有一个正确的态度。
And the right attitude is, I only have because God has given.
也就是说，我所有的都是因为神给我的。
That's what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4 when he said, What do you have that you did not receive?
这也就是保罗在哥林多前书四章七节里面说的，你有什么不是领受的呢？
It's a rhetorical question and the answer is nothing.
这个问题的答案就是没有。
John the Baptist said a man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from God.
施洗约翰是这样说的，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
Persistent prayer and thanksgiving is like breathing. We inhale by prayer and we exhale with thanksgiving.
那我们的祷告就像呼吸一样，当我们吸气的时候，这是我们在祷告；当我们往外呼气的时候，我们是对神感恩。
And then there's evangelistic prayer. That's what Paul talks about next.
下一步呢，保罗讲的是为福音来祷告。
In verses 3 and 4, he begins by saying this, praying at the same time for us as well.
第四章的三到四节，保罗是这样开始的，他说，也要为我们祷告。
So Paul is saying to his readers, when you pray, pray for me and pray for my companions like Timothy.
保罗在这里是要大家为保罗自己以及保罗的同工比如提摩太来祷告。
I love this about the Apostle Paul, as great a man of God as he was.
保罗自己这样一个很伟大的一位使徒。
He recognized his need for the prayers of others on his behalf.
连他都能够认识到让别人为他来代祷是多么的重要。
Paul continues in those verses with these words.
保罗接着是这样说的。
That God will open up to us a door for the word so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak.
他说我们祷告让神为我们能够开福音的大门，以至于我能够把福音的真理能够讲得清楚。
So what Paul does here for his readers, he identifies a couple of things he wants them to pray for him.
在这里呢，保罗呢指出了让大家有几项代祷的事项。
First of all, open doors for ministry.
首先是求神开传道的门。
And secondly, clarity in his message.
第二点呢，是把福音能够讲解清楚。
When he talks about an open door, he could be talking about the literal prison door because he's in prison at the time he writes this.
这里保罗讲开门，也许是指的是监狱之门，因为此时此刻保罗正在监狱里边。
But the term is used throughout the New Testament to just speak of opportunities to share the gospel.
但是呢，在新约的其他地方，门也多次来指传道的机会。
So what he's praying is, pray for me and pray for yourselves that God will open a entrance for the gospel.
保罗的意思就是说，为我祷告，也为你们自己祷告，让神为我为你开福音的门。
The second request was for their preaching and teaching to be clear.
保罗让大家代祷的第二个部分呢，是让福音能够被传得简单清楚。
In our verse, he says, "Make it clear," which means to manifest.
也就是说，让讲解福音的时候，把福音能够按照真相讲出来。
Paul's concern was to present the gospel, the good news, plain and simple.
保罗的意思是，他要把福音能够讲得清楚，讲得明白。
Not complicated and confusing.
而不是特别复杂，而且是使人混乱。
He identifies the content of their preaching with these words, the mystery of Christ.
讲到福音的内容的时候，保罗是用的是福音基督的奥秘这几个字。
The New Testament was written in Greek.
新约原文是用希腊文写的。
And the word translated in the English, mystery, is the Greek word mysterion.
翻译成我们中文的奥秘，在原文里边是希腊文也是这个
mysterion. Okay. And it doesn't mean difficult or hard to understand.
这个字的原意呢，并不是说特别高深难懂的。
It's a word Paul uses to describe a spiritual truth that was previously hidden.
保罗在这里指的是一个属灵的奥秘，从前是被隐藏的。
But now revealed.
但现在已经清晰了。
And he says of that truth, for which I have also been imprisoned.
保罗说，为着这个奥秘，我现在正被捆锁。
So Paul adds a footnote, and that footnote is he's currently in jail because he preached the mysteries of Christ or the gospel.
作为一个注脚，保罗在这里补充说，他目前正在监狱里边，原因是因为他向犹太人和希腊人传讲了福音。
And take note, he doesn't ask them to pray that God would deliver him from prison. That's not his prayer.
请大家注意的是，保罗并不是要求大家为他祷告，让他从捆锁里边被解救出来。
So there's no self-centered motive in Paul's prayer.
所以保罗的祷告里边呢，没有以他自我为中心的这么一个动机。
His consuming passion was for the salvation of lost people.
他满腔的热情都是要去拯救那些失丧之人。
His prayer was for the advancement of the gospel where it was dark and there was great spiritual darkness.
他所渴望的是福音能够被传到灵性仍然黑暗的地方。
He didn't pray for his personal safety.
他并不是要为他自己的安全来祷告。
But he prayed for spiritual character building and blessing to those in prison with him.
而是对那些与他同在监狱中的人在精神品格上的塑造而祷告。
Now, what personal lessons does Paul teach us here?
那么保罗给我们个人的祷告提供了一些什么样的经验呢？
What can we learn from his counsel to the Colossian Christians?
那么我们可以从保罗向哥罗西人的建议中学到什么功课呢？
I think we can learn some lessons about our personal prayers.
我觉得我们可以在我们个人的祷告里边来学到一些东西。
Let me ask you some questions.
首先我问大家几个问题。
Question number one.
第一个。
Is prayer a luxury or an essential in your spiritual life?
你的祷告在你的属灵生活里边是一个奢侈品呢，还是一个必需品？
Let me ask you a second question.
第二个。
Are you focused when you pray, or do your thoughts drift?
你在祷告的时候，注意力特别集中呢，还是你的思想是在飘移？
And thirdly,
第三个。
Are your prayers filled with thanksgiving, or are they just exercises and selfish asking?
你的祷告是充满着感恩呢，还是自私的一些求问？
I'd like to encourage you sometime today to think about those questions.
我鼓励每个人今天找一个时间来想想这几个问题。
Pray focused, grateful prayers.
我们要做注意力集中的、充满感恩的祷告。
Now, let's talk about evangelistic prayer.
现在我们来看看为福音祷告。
Paul gives very clear direction here as to how to pray when sharing the gospel with others.
这里保罗告诉我们我们来怎样为传福音给别人来祷告。
He prays, first of all,for clarity in sharing the gospel.
首先保罗求的是我们在分享福音的时候应该清清楚楚的。
Keep it simple.
简单的。
Real.
真实的。
Honest.
诚恳的。
Humble.
要以谦卑的态度。
Compassionate.
要有怜悯之心。
And plain.
而且要朴朴实实。
The sharing of the gospel should be empowered by our prayers.
我们传福音的这个力量是来自我们的祷告。
The gospel is very simple.
神的话是非常简而明了的。
Jesus died for our sins.
耶稣为我们的罪死了。
I am a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
I need a savior.
我需要一位救主。
Jesus died in my place.
在我该死的那个地方，耶稣为我死了。
Jesus rose from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活了。
To prove he was the Son of God.
证明他是神的儿子。
And that God's justice was satisfied.
所以神的公义就因此得到实现。
And what I need to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I will be saved.
我需要做的就是相信耶稣基督，因此我就能得救。
Make the gospel simple.
让你分享的福音就这么简单。
Because it is simple.
因为福音本身就这么简单。
And when you share the gospel, use the scriptures.
当你去与人分享的时候，要用圣经上的话。
Use the Bible.
用圣经。
Quote it, read it, have them read it.
你找到圣经上的话，你自己读，或者是用让这慕道朋友来读。
I became a Christian because my girlfriend at the time just had me read scripture.
我之所以成为一个基督徒，是因为我那时的女朋友让我来读一段圣经。
I didn't want to.
我并不想来读。
But to keep the girlfriend, I had to read the scriptures.
但是要把这个女朋友保持住，我不得不读。
And God did a wonderful thing.
神就行了一件奇事。
He spoke to me through the scriptures.
他通过经文对我说话。
The apostle who wrote the book of Hebrews said this. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
希伯来的作者是这样说的，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
So, understand the power in the use of God's word.
所以我们要明白神的话有巨大的能力。
I may be boring up here, but when the word of God is read, God will use it to bore into your heart.
虽然我在这讲的时候，你可能会觉得不是那么的特别感兴趣，但是神会用他自己的话语让你扎心。
And then thirdly, intercessory prayer.
第三是代祷。
Paul teaches us something about that.
保罗也教我们关于代祷的事情。
He requested prayer for his ministry.
因为保罗要求大家为他的事工来祷告。
So that teaches us we should pray for others.
所以呢，我们也应该为周遭的人来祷告。
You should pray for your pastor.
为我们的牧师祷告。
You should pray for your missionaries.
为我们的宣教士祷告。
You should pray for all those who serve in the church.
为那些所有在我们教会里边做各样事工的人来祷告。
Just as the Colossians prayed for Paul.
正如哥罗西人为保罗来祷告一样。
And then we come to our final point.
现在我们来到第二点。
The believers.Practices.
信徒的言语行为。
First of all, the believers' actions.
首先是他们的动作。
Verse 5 says, Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Having challenged his readers to pray for the lost,He now exhorts them regarding their behavior towards the lost.
在向他的读者为尚未信主的人提出祷告的这挑战之后，保罗现在来劝诫他们要对这些人有相应的一些行动。
He deals with the age-old admonition, practice what you preach.
他讲的也就是一句非常古老的话，言行一致。
He talks about their conduct.
他讲到他们的行为。
It literally means to walk about.
这个字原文的意思里边，也就是说走动。
It's the word used in the New Testament to describe the Christian's lifestyle or the Christian's behavior.
这个字在新约里边是用来描述基督徒的生活方式。
So Paul wants these men and women to work not only on their private life, which would be their personal prayers.
保罗在这里希望他教会里边的弟兄姐妹们不但是在他们的个人生活里边或者说他们的祷告里边应该做什么事情。
He wants them to work on their public life as well as they rub shoulders every day with unsaved people.
因为他们每天都要 与尚未信主的人打交道，所以保罗要求他们在这些外边的生活里边也应该一些注意的地方。
He says, first of all, be wise.
首先是要有智慧。
He says literally, walk in wisdom.
要行在智慧里边。
The Greek word refers to a person who knows how to do something skillfully.
这个字的原文是指你做某个事情特别娴熟。
In this case, it's to be skilled in Christian living.
在这里指的是我们在基督徒的日常生活里边，我们要有这样的一些技巧。
In other words, to live your life in light of God's word.
也就是说，我们要根据圣经上神的话语的教导来过我们每天的生活。
Applying the knowledge of God's word to specific life situations.
也就是说，我们要把神的话语应用到我们具体的实际生活里面去。
It's not enough to have it in our heads. It needs to be in our hearts.
只在我们的头脑里边还不够，要把它放在我们的心里边。
And then it should influence how we behave and how we live our lives.
这样才能影响我们怎么样的来行事为人，怎么样来生活。
He talks about people who are watching our lives, and he describes them as outsiders.
保罗讲到那些在观察他们生活的人，他把那些叫做外人。
This was a term the rabbis used in the first century to describe other religious groups.
这个字是当时第一世纪的时候，那些犹太拉比们描述在犹太团体之外的人。
And Paul uses it here to talk about the non-believer, the unsaved, the one who is not a Christian.
保罗这里指的是那些尚未信主的慕道朋友们。
So what Paul is talking about and encouraging his Colossian friends here to do is to take great care to be tactful in their interactions with their lost friends and family and neighbors.
保罗在这里鼓励他的读者们，在与那些尚未得救的人、他们的朋友们、家人们相处的时候，要小心，要谨慎。
So negatively, he says, avoid needlessly antagonizing or alienating them.
从消极方面来说，是指的要避免不必要的跟他们产生一个对立或者是疏远。
Positively, he says, live in such a way as to attract, impress, and convict by a consistent winsomeness.
从积极方面来讲，我们在生活中要有一种始终一致的这么一种魅力，包括吸引力、引人入胜以及令人信服的能力，给他们留下一个好的印象，以致能够让他们信服神的真道。
Just be an attractive witness for Jesus.
也就是说，为耶稣做见证，我们要作为一个能够吸引人的人。
In the early days of the church, Christians were despised and often accused of abnormal behavior.
在初期教会的时候，基督徒们经常受到轻视，经常被指责为我们是行为反常的人。
They were called atheists.
他们被称为无神论者。
Why? Because they didn't worship the Greek and Roman gods.
因为他们不崇拜罗马或者是希腊的神。
They were called unpatriotic.
他们也被称为不爱国的人。
And that's because they didn't burn incense to Caesar, the emperor.
因为他们不给凯撒大帝来烧香。
And they were called immoral.
他们也被称为是一群不道德的人。
And that's because people supposed that they held orgies.
因为他们听说呢，他们经常是举行狂欢狂饮。
And that's because the Christians called their communion gatherings love feasts.
这也许是因为基督徒们把他们的圣餐叫做爱的盛宴。
And they were even accused of being cannibals.
他们甚至被人称为食人族。
And that's because when they celebrated communion, they talked about eating the flesh of Jesus and drinking the blood of Jesus.
这是因为在他们领受圣餐的时候，他们说他们是吃耶稣的身体，喝耶稣的血。
So Paul wanted these men and women to whom he wrote.
所以保罗呢，希望这些他写信去的那些男女信徒们。
To counter these myths by living virtuously and impeccably.
他们能够活出一个用以美德和无可挑剔的方式来反驳这些话。
He also challenged them to be opportunistic.
保罗呢，还鼓励他们那个抓住机会。
He used a commercial term to emphasize taking advantage of evangelistic opportunities that God would provide.
保罗在这里是用的是一个商业上用的一个词语，就是说能够抓住这个传福音的机会。
In my English Bible, it says they were to make the most of the opportunities.
在我们英文里边，它是指的是最大限度的来个利用这个机会。
Sometimes in the New Testament, that word was translated redeem.
有的时候呢，在这个圣经的翻译里边用的这词是一个赎回。
And it literally meant to purchase out of the marketplace.
从字面上说，是从市场上把这个东西买回来。
And he also uses the word opportunity.And that word talks about a strategic point in time.
这里边讲的光阴，原文的意思是指着时间上的某一个特别策略性的一个策略点。
And if we put the two words together, redeem, and coupling it with the word opportunity,
如果我们把这两个字放在一起，赎回光阴的话。
It pictures Christians as faithful stewards who recognize an opportunity when they see one.
这是讲的我们基督徒作为一个诚心忠实的管家，当我们看到一个机会的时候。
Like a merchant in the marketplace who snatches up a bargain when he finds one.
就像特别一个聪明的商人，当他在市面上看到一个便宜货的时候，他就马上把它抢过来。
So the believer seizes the opportunity to win a soul.
所以我们信徒要抓住这个机会，能够为主救一个灵魂。
So when you're in the store and you see a good bargain, you grab it, right?
当你在商店里的时候，你看到一个特别便宜的东西的话，你肯定一手就把它抓出来。
When an unsaved person starts talking to you, you need to grab the opportunity to point them to Jesus.
同样。当一个尚未信主的朋友跟你说话的时候，你一定要抓住这个机会，把他引向耶稣。
And then he talks about their words.
然后保罗讲到信徒们的言语。
In verse 6, we read this. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person.
第六节里面，保罗这样讲的：“你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道怎样回答个人。”
So first of all, he says, "Be gracious."
所以首先的话呢，我们要特别友善。
So now he moves from their walk, how they live, to their talk, what they say.
所以保罗从他们的行为，现在转向他们的言语。
He reminds them that their verbal interactions with unbelievers should be characterized by grace.
保罗指出，我们基督徒那我们的言语中一个重要的特征是恩惠。
The word has a double meaning.
恩惠这个地方呢，有两方面的意思。
It refers to God's saving grace.
一方面是指神的救赎之恩。
That's our message to them.
这是我们要向他们传讲的福音信息。
But it also talks about the Christian's graciousness.
同时这个字也指的我们信徒所应该体现出来的一种友善。
And that's our attitude and our words and our actions towards the unsaved.
也就是指的我们的言语我们的行为对这位未信主的人 而言。
Their words should reflect God's grace.
我们所说的话应该能够反映出神的恩典。
They should be pleasant and attractive.
应该让人喜欢，有吸引力。
Winsome and loving.
有魅力，有爱心。
Communicating undeserved favor from God.
能够向他传递从神而来的本不配的恩典。
And God's patience with them.
以及神对他们的忍耐。
And Paul further expands on what he means by grace by saying your words should be seasoned with salt.
保罗进一步用盐调和来进一步诠释恩典这个含义。
How many of you put salt on your food?
你们中间有多少人把盐撒在你要吃的食品上呢？
And why do we do it?
我为什么要这样做呢？
Makes it taste better.
让它更加味道更好。
Salt has different properties.
盐呢，它有不同的特性。
Salt flavors.
能够增加味道。
And it preserves.
也有防腐的功能。
He is implying that the saints' words should give flavor to the conversation.
保罗的意思是我们与人谈话的时候应该加上一些味道。
Their speech should bless the people.
我们所讲的应该为他们带来祝福。
A Christian's conversation should be wholesome.
我们与人的交谈的时候，我们应该对他们来说是一个正面的效果。
Healthy and conducive to someone else's well-being.
能够是有益健康的，有益对方的福祉的。
Words that build up, not tear down.
建立性的言语，而不是拆毁性的言语。
Paul said in Ephesians 4:29,
在以弗所书四章二十九节，保罗这样说
：“Don't let any rotten language come out of your mouth。
任何不好的、不健康的话都不要从你的口里面出来。
But only that which builds up。
只要说有益于人的、建立人的话。”
In the context here, I believe Paul's talking about the words we use when we talk with the unsaved.
从这个地方的上下文来看，我觉得保罗是指的我们与慕道友交往的时候应该怎么样说话。
Our words shouldn't be harsh.
我们的话不应该是
bitter or disrespectful.
或者是尖酸的，或者是不尊重人的。
After all, we're just one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread.
我们只是一个乞丐告诉另外一个乞丐在哪里能够找到食物。
The lost are not the enemy, they are victims of the enemy.
因为他们本身不是仇敌，他们是仇敌的受害者。
And we should remember, just like us, they're members of Adam's race.
我们应该记住的是，他们跟我们一样，也是亚当的族类。
And just like us, they are fallen in Adam.
跟我们一样，他们是在亚当里边堕落的。
And just like us, they are created in God's image.
跟我们一样，他们也是照着神的形象被造的。
And just like us, Christ's death is sufficient to save them as well.
跟我们一样，神的救赎之恩。足以能够拯救他们。
Our words should be gospel flavored.
我们的言语应该带着基督福音的馨香。
And finally, he says, be opportunistic.
最后他也讲到，我们要把握机会。
He reminds his readers that their conversation must be appropriate for each person spoken to.
保罗在这里指出，我们的言语应该适合我们跟我们交流的那个人的具体情况。
And what he means is suited to that individual.
应该是对这个人本身。
The gospel message is always the same.
我们福音的信息本身是不变的。
But how we share it with someone might vary.
但是我们跟人家分享的时候，我们可能用不同的方式来分享。
When Paul, the Apostle Paul was on Mars Hill in Athens,
when the Apostle Paul was on Mars Hill in Athens,
he engaged the philosophers.
他跟那些哲学家辩论。
He even quoted some of their writers.
他也引用他们的一些话。
But he shared the simple truths of the gospel.
保罗呢跟他们分享是简单的福音。
But when he was in jail and was asked how to be saved by the jailer,
当保罗在监狱里边的时候，
he just gave the jailer the simple truth. You must be born again.
他跟监狱长说的话就是你应该重生。
So we must gauge our conversations with the lost by speaking to who they are, where they are.
所以当我们与慕道的朋友们交流的时候，我们的言语要针对这个人，针对他所处的环境来说话。
But the gospel never changes.
福音本身是永远不变的。
Paul has taught the absolute importance of words and walk and their influence on those who interact with them who don't know Jesus.
保罗在这里讲到我们的言语或者是我们的行为对于这些尚未信主的人是何等的重要。
The Christian's walk and talk must be in harmony with each other.
也就是说我们信徒我们的言语我们的行为应该是彼此搭配的。
When character, conduct, and conversation all work together, it makes for a powerful witness for Jesus.
当我们的言语、行为、举止，或者是我们的品格互相搭配的时候，就能为主做出一个强有力的见证。
I have a good friend who was a pastor in Los Angeles.
我有一个在洛杉矶的一位朋友，他是一位牧师。
And he always gives this advice to people when they share the gospel with their friends.
对于那些要去分享福音的人，他每次都是给出以下的这样一个建议。
First of all, remember the gospel is offensive.
他说第一点的话呢，我们应该记住福音本身是不令人愉快的。
Paul identified Jesus in Romans as a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense.
因为保罗在罗马书里边把福音是讲成是绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
Do you remember the first time someone told you you were a sinner and how you reacted?
你还记得第一次有人跟你说你是一个罪人的时候，你的反应是什么呢？
I'm sure you didn't say, "Hooray! Hip hip! I'm a sinner! Good news!"
我估计大概你不会拍手欢叫说啊，你说的就是对的，我就是一个罪人。
It hurt us. It was offensive.
因为这样的信息对我们来说是
让人
不高兴的。福音就是这样。
But then he says, "But we don't have to be offensive when we share it."
同时呢，当我们与人去分享福音的时候，我们就要注意不去冒犯别人。
Jesus was known as a friend of sinners.
因为主耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Someone who cared for them and loved them.
是爱他们、关心他们的人。
But he cared enough to confront them with sin.
但是他爱他们到如此的一个程度，他愿意与他们直面他们的罪恶。
Prayer is the key that unlocks opportunities with the unsaved.
祷告是打开与未道朋友交往的一个关键。
That is what Paul is teaching us in these verses.
在这几节经文里边， 保罗就是这样来教训我们的。
I close with this quote.
我要用下面的这样一段引用别人说的一个话来结束今天的信息。
The devil saw me with my head down and thought he'd won until I said amen.
他说魔鬼看着我低着头的时候以为他赢了，直到他听到我最后说 amen.
Never underestimate the power of prayer to change a sinner to a saint.
所以永远不要低估祷告的能力，它能够使一个罪人变成一个圣徒。
Let me pray.
我们祷告。
Dear God in heaven,
我们的天父
，Thank you for sending Jesus.
谢谢你赐下耶稣基督。
Thank you that He died on the cross for our sins.
为我们的罪死在十架上。
And thank you that you raised Him from the dead.
谢谢你让他从死里复活。
And it proved he was the Son of God.
证明他是神的儿子。
And that your justice was satisfied.
你的公义得到实现。
And if we just believe and rest in that,
我们单单的只要相信接受这一点，
you will save us.
你就能够拯救我们。
And Lord, help us to be good witnesses for you.
神啊，帮助我们做你福音的见证。
Help us to pray for opportunities to share Christ.
帮助我们为我们传福音的机会来祷告。
Give us boldness to share Him.
给我们胆量去分享你的福音。
And give us clarity in sharing the gospel.
让我们在与人分享的时候能够讲得清楚明白。
We love you and thank you for loving us.
我们爱你，我们也谢谢你爱我们。
In Jesus' name,
amen. 用耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you and God bless you.
谢谢大家，神祝福。